Hello again, this is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour, and we're ready to go again. This is a live show. You know, after all those weeks of being gone, it was all taped and out of the archives, but tonight it is another live one. I've been back now for a couple of weeks. Let me give out the toll-free number before we begin. The number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227, in case anyone wants to call in. Well, tonight's going to be a kind of an informal show, I guess you would say, because when I went off the air last week, Don Newsom is the one who runs VBS Radio, and it's his baby and his dream, and we were talking, and he said, I want to call you and just visit, although I don't know how he finds time to work that into his busy schedule. But I said, well, if you just want to visit, why don't we just do it on the air? So he says, okay. So we decided tonight he'll be the guest, and we'll just see what he wants to talk about, and we'll just have a discussion. If anybody wants to jump in, they can call the toll-free number and ask questions then. Okay, Don, you're there now, aren't you?
Yes, I am here. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay, because that's why I said if you just wanted to visit, we could do it on the air.
Well, that's what we're doing today.
Well, I've been with your show now. It's been over 2 years.
Correct.
And I think I was one of the first ones, wasn't I?
Actually, you were. You were one of the very first people that started radio with us.
Yeah, when did you start? Just tell them about that.
Well,
how long ago has it been?
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by when you started. I mean, we started the blog.
Yeah, when did the dream start? But when it became a reality and all of that, I guess. Okay.
You know, the world's changing, Dolores, and I'm just so happy to be on the air, to be working with an enterprise like this, and to be working with people like you, because to me, I promise you, Dolores, the world is magical. It really is magical. Reality is magical. And the people that don't see the magic, that don't see that fluid nature that's coming about, because it's fluid, it's just it's higher frequency, more space, more, you're sped up. Time
yeah.
seems to slow down or speed up, actually. It's collapsing. Really, you're speeding up. We're all speeding up. To me, I've always believed that somehow since I've been here that I keep seeing things in the past, that I'm living in the past.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't be living in the now unless you're in the now. And somehow these bodies and this energetic state that we're in means that we keep seeing light after its origin. In other words, light can do something. And the origin of that won't reach us. We won't even know what happened until the past. In other words, the light doesn't reach us for minutes, days, hours. How can we act then in the future if we're only seeing and feeling things in the past?
Okay, that's a good theory.
So I think that this evolutionary change that we're going through, and it'll be an ongoing one, I think.
Well, yes, that's what I'm lecturing about now all over the world, and my new book is about that. We're expanding more into it.
Sure.
Because I'm getting more and more information about it, and it seems to be, I think more people are becoming aware of it, but there are still those that are just plodding along, they say, looking at the ground, like you said earlier, and they're not moving.
You know, that's true, but to me, they won't be able to help it soon because life is going to move so fast that it's going to end up being quite chaotic for them unless they can somehow put a spiritual understanding to it, because I think the mental understanding just won't be able to grasp it.
That's right, but so many of them aren't even aware that anything is happening.
True. You'd have to really be in a fog, Dolores, in the world today, if you're somehow not maybe finally aware or conscious of the fact that things have changed so much on you, others in the universe, throughout this planet, throughout the solar system. The reason I say that, because there are changes happening on all levels, and they're massive, massive changes. And I think most people have some sense that things are changing up quickly, and that time seems to be moving faster.
Oh, it definitely is.
Right.
What my daughter just said today, she said, the weeks are going by too fast.
Yeah, it's actually, in my opinion, it's really, time is collapsing. It's slowing down, and the rest of us are speeding up to light. Light, to me, is a spectrum. It's the whole spectrum. It just, once it reaches a certain frequency and speed, it becomes light.
Yes, and that's one of the things I'm writing about and lecturing about. That's what we're moving toward.
Right, and there's faster speeds than that.
But see, I keep calling it the new Earth and the new world, and people keep saying, well, when's it going to happen? I said, we're already in the middle of it.
We're here. You know, that ties right into a script that I was looking to write. It would actually be the first script I ever wanted to write, but it went along those lines that we're already there. I truly believe that the world is in a new transitional phase, and that people are just going to wake up to it.
Yeah, because that's what I've found. We can't stay the way we were. The old world is just, it's fading away because of all the negativity and what we're doing to the environment and the world. It just couldn't keep on. So that's why we have to move into a new earth. And our bodies have to speed up to reach it. Because what I have is that by going into the new, well, I wasn't going to talk about this tonight, but it's all in the new book, and it's in my Convoluted Universe book 2, and I'm expanding in book 3 because there's so much information. But the idea is that the entire world is shifting into another dimension. It's speeding up its vibration and its frequency to do this. And I've been told that it's the first time in the history of the universe that anything like this has happened, that an entire planet will shift into another dimension. And they said it's the greatest show on Earth, and all the other beings and everything are watching because they want to see what's going to happen.
You know, I think that because of the way this melting pot is here in this location, this orientation of space-time, and I actually believe that you're right, that I think that we, all the spiritual aspects that we are, because we are one, really have come together to make a magical, new evolutionary ascension process where everybody gets to move along together. That really is unifying. Of course, there's going to be those that are going to choose not to, and that's their wish. And
they said that's fine because everybody has free will and they all have their own choice.
Right. The magic is going to pass them by. In fact, their perceptions won't even see them.
But they also said in order to make this shift, see, our own bodies have to change vibration and frequency, become lighter so that we go with it.
I don't think there's much choice there. I think with the Earth changing its vibration, I think that we're all naturally changing with it.
Yeah, but there are some that won't.
True, I agree.
Those are the ones that are in, you know, the negative. And that's what I've been saying in my lectures. It goes along right with the Bible in Revelation where it talks about those left behind.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen. The vibrations of all of us are changing. Those who are deciding that they're totally against it or do not want to go along. Yeah, it is sad. Again, that always saddens me because I can't understand it anymore.
Yeah, they'll stay with the old Earth.
They will.
The one that's having all the chaos and the all the earthquakes and the...
Sure, they won't perceive the new Earth the way it is. They won't be living in that energetic space.
Well, in my book it says they will stay with what they have created.
Correct. I believe that.
The negativity.
I believe that.
And they don't even realize anything is going on. But it's their choice. And they said eventually everybody will get there, so it doesn't make any difference. It's just that some will get there sooner than the others. And that by changing our frequency of vibration, Oh, they said the new Earth is going to be so wonderful and so beautiful that I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to shift into that. To, you know, to leave the negativity with the old Earth.
Yes. Yes.
But I ask people in my lectures, I say, don't you notice anything happening to your body? Because I get so many people who are having physical effects from the changing of the vibration.
Oh, they're profound.
You know,
they're profound.
They're going to the doctors, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with them. And all it is the body is reacting as it's shifting. Because they said, you can't shift all at once. It would be too traumatic for the Bible. It can't, for the Bible. I mean, for the body. Where'd I get that? It's too traumatic for the body. It can't handle all of it moving into this other energy all at once. So it has to be done in stages gradually.
I see. I agree. I agree.
And it's been happening for about the last 3 or 4 years.
I agree with that.
And your body will change frequency and vibration, and then it will level off, and it'll wait a few months or so, then it'll do it again. But every time it does this, you have physical effects. And they say the older people are the ones that are experiencing it the most. They're feeling it the most. The ones in the middle are not having quite so severe of effects. Of course, the younger ones and the teenagers and those, they came in with everything already in place. Their DNA has already been changed. The vibration frequency has already been changed. So they are not feeling it near like the other people. But the older ones, and I'm talking like 40, 50, and on up, they're talking about they have, they're saying heart palpitations, high blood pressure, dizziness, depression, body aches and pains, joint pains, muscle aches, those kind of things as the body adjusts to the new frequency. And they go to the doctors, and the doctors can't find anything wrong.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, your medical mafia will. Take a pill.
Well, the doctor, yeah, I was going to say, the doctor's going to give them some medicine anyway.
Somebody will find something wrong with you, folks.
Yeah, they'll say, they'll give them some medicine anyhow because they don't want to admit they can't figure it out.
Oh, exactly. Well, they don't want to figure it out, and they don't really care, and some of them are actually neurotic enough to, go ahead and charge you, not really caring, just feed you a pill. I promise you they're out there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Psychologists, a lot of them will do that. You know, it's interesting. They'll feed you a pill after 5-10 minutes of getting to know you. They'll just diagnose you, and bam, here's a pill. Try this. Check it out. If it's not right, we'll change the, prescription, or maybe the milligram, the dosage, but they'll always figure out a pill to give you.
And if nothing else, they'll want to operate.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
I understand that because I work with a lot of doctors, and I know a lot of
Grey's Anatomy does a pretty good show on how wanting and willing these people are to catch up.
Yeah. See, that's what I keep trying to tell people. You make yourself sick. And if you understand that, your mind is powerful enough to make yourself sick, you can also cure yourself. Because they tell me that the body is such a remarkable machine, it can heal itself if you work with it.
Yes, I believe the mind is the great creator, builder. And
yes.
I think that it really builds the body the way you want it to be. Oh, you do have a caller.
Because, see, I see thousands.
You do have a caller, sorry.
I see thousands and thousands of clients. And they come into me with my office, and they'll tell me about the different aches and pains in their body.
Right, right.
And I can usually tell them right off what's happening in their life. Because the subconscious is so literal about what part of the body it affects.
Right.
When it's trying to tell you something.
Right.
And these people don't understand they're doing this to themselves. And, you know, the doctor isn't going to take the time to find out what's going on in your life. What kind of stress are you under? What kind of family life is going on? What's your work situation? They don't even bother to ask you.
Yeah, well, they don't care. Really. They really don't care.
You're in there 5 minutes, here's a pill or something.
Here's a pill. Yep.
Instead of trying to figure out what your symptoms are caused by, is your
Oh, get a DWI. Go to a psychologist. I'll tell you three things that'll probably happen. But you do have a caller. They are on the line with us.
Good.
But the three things that would happen would be, first, you'd go to the psychologist.
I work with the subconscious.
Yeah, and they'd speak with you a few minutes. Then, if you're, you know, a drug addict or an alcoholic or something, they're, of course, going to prescribe you something.
Yeah.
They'll do it anyways. I mean, just take 100% of the time, they'll prescribe you something. So if you go to a psychologist, more often than not, they're going to give you a bipolar or some mental disorder disease profile, and they're going to fill you up.
And they'll put you on antidepressants. You know, they love to put you on antidepressants. And that's what I do, is try to get people off of the antidepressants.
Yeah. They really are. It really is a medical mafia. It really is. Dr. Carley says that quite succinctly.
I work with this a lot, and, you know, I get so many clients coming from everywhere. But that's important to know. We can control our bodies.
I agree.
And things are changing because we are moving into this new world, and it's affecting us a great deal. You said you have a caller, but let me ask you just one thing here before we go into that. Also, I ask people if they've noticed their diets are changing, because they say in order to make the shift into the new world, we have to become lighter.
Yep.
This means you have to eat different kinds of food.
And less of it.
If you're getting away from heavy meats, anything that's going to hold you down.
Right.
They said the best food is live foods, which is fresh fruits and vegetables, and, you know, things like that. And they said eventually we're going to get to where it's in a liquid diet. But it's much better if we can just eat small meals during the day and not one big one.
I agree. In fact, I don't even like to eat. It's the one thing that I find is a chore in my life.
Well, they call it grazing. They say just eat small meals all during the day. Don't put a load on your body.
Right.
And it'll be much better because it is changing and shifting in consistency. They said the cells have to get new information, and they're doing it constantly. And the doctors are going by what they were taught, and they said everything is changing too fast. And the cells are receiving new information, so they don't understand this at all.
Yeah, I know. That's why, folks, it's really within. You'll find the answers if you go within. I mean, it may take a while, but they'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to find that's what I've found. If you don't find the cause, all the operations and the medicine isn't going to help you.
Yeah,
it's
going
to come back. It's going to spread to other parts
of your
body. You haven't found the cause.
That's right. It'll come back some other way. It'll meet you.
It will. And this is what, you know, but the ones I work with, I spend a lot of time talking to them so we can try to get people to understand these things. Okay, you said you got somebody online?
Yes, you do have a caller.
Okay, let's see what they want to talk about.
Caller, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, hi, Dolores. Hi, Dawn. Just a couple quick comments. My name's Jim. I heard an interesting quote today that kind of ties in to what you're saying tonight. It went like, the universe weighs 3 pounds and so does our brains. So when we change our brains, we change the universe when we change our thoughts. So I feel like that's what I'm trying to do, is just turn off the negative, news and everything. And
yeah.
Dawn, you always have, Dawn, your guests and so on are so positive. You know, some of these other internet stations, they try to do a lot of fear mongering and scare people, like Alex Jones and so on. So
it's
very, very important that we keep the moral high ground in this time that we're in, not to get sucked into these kind of
I would agree. Although I wouldn't really put it as moral high ground. I would almost have to say is, you know, work with integrity. You know, moral high ground to me, even the use of that, like, you know, Bush constantly loves to use that term. But to me, it's really a matter of just falling in love with creation once again.
Uh-huh.
Falling in love with it. Look, you can't turn a new leaf like you're turning right now. The universe doesn't do this every time you come to it. This is spectacular, and you can actually, you know, close your chapter on an old book and open up a new one. So you learn to love creation and learn to really remove the fears. Of course, it's important that we pay attention to what's going on, but to stand aloof from it, know we're beyond it, and to help everyone around us and those who are caught up in that muck and mire to really see through it, see it for what it is, and see themselves for who they are. And then you can really start to love creation. And that's what I think it's coming back to, and what a profound time to do it.
See, that's what they keep saying. They said, fear is the strongest emotion that a human has. And, of course, it's going to hold you back. And they said, if you get caught up in the fear, you watch the TV, and you believe a lot of these things that they're promoting. They're trying to scare people and control them. They said, you've got to think for yourself and not get into the fear. Because they said there's two things we have to get rid of if we're going to move into the new world and not be staying behind in the old world. One is fear. You've got to release all fear, and you also have to get rid of karma. You can't move on without getting rid of the karma, because that holds you back and makes you keep returning in the cycle. So they said those two things you have to get rid of. But fear is a very strong emotion, and love is what it's all about. And I know, you know, that's been told since back in the time of Jesus. That's what he was trying to tell people.
Absolutely.
Understood.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also, Dolores, your show last week just absolutely blew me away, the way you explained everything, how the aliens are helping us transcend and so on. That really blew me away. And one last thing, I've been on a liquid diet for almost a week. And I'm literally feel so much better.
You do, don't you? Yep.
Yeah, a lot of hemp protein, raw honey, hemp oil,
yep.
Everything in a blender, don't juice, get the fiber too, and that's it. Just fresh vegetables and fruits.
You know, Mr. Juice Man was on our program. You know, the older gentleman that you see a lot on your TV commercials, Mads, or used
to? I met him at Birdine's once.
Yeah, he was on the program not too long ago. You know, I'll tell you, juicing is the way to live. Strong, yeah.
Yeah, but just get a 2-horsepower blender, or the best blender, and just blend everything. You don't have to, like, you don't have to mess with the juice machine.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I do every morning. I make a smoothie, and I have all kinds of fruit, and I put in a yogurt and a raw egg and honey, and I've got all of my vitamins and minerals and everything goes into that. And I've been doing that for years, and I don't get sick, I don't hurt, and you know I travel all over the world. And so I really believe it goes back to that. It's getting away from the heavy stuff.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And hemp is just a great source of protein. Stay away from the soy and the whey, and you get everything in the hemp. It's such an used food, and so, like, it's so valuable. It would solve all the world hunger problems when you think of it.
Yes.
How they've suppressed that information. So,
well, they said it's okay to eat some meat, but not to go overboard, not these heavy stuff.
I'm talking hemp.
And not the big meals, because they said it's much easier on the body to not make it work so hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people can just start fasting and detoxing and light meals and fresh, it comes down to fresh. You know, we are living cells, so we have to eat fresh too. And your body will in tune, and just you'll have so much more energy, and your mind gets so much more clear, and you're more focused. All the noise and nonsense around you just like zone out, and you're just so much more at peace with yourself. So you folks have a great holiday, and thank you for the great information. Keep it up.
What a beautiful caller. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was listening last week, because I never know. I'm sitting here talking to the wall, and I never know if anybody's out there.
You know, I think many shows are like that. It's, you know, when you have a regular show, people just tune in, and they don't want to be interruptive or call or interrupt the flow, or it just isn't the kind of program for calls. They'd rather pay attention. You know, there are so many programs I'll just sit back and just pay attention. I wouldn't dream. I mean, I have a million questions. I just wouldn't dream of calling to interrupt their flow. Some programs are like that. I mean, you're the monologue specialist. You could actually monologue with the best of infinity.
Well, I all I do is push a button and go into my lecture mode.
No, it's fabulous. Well, you have so much to say.
Well, you know, there's that's one thing with I go to all these conferences because some people only have one book and one subject. But I've written 14 books, and I've got so many things I can talk about.
Sure.
So I can go to all these different conferences. But usually I have to speak for 3 hours at a stretch. So, you know, you just get in the habit of doing it. but even when I was in Australia, people said over there they listen to the program. And a lot of people have told me they don't want to interrupt. They just rather listen. So I guess there are people out there. I always wonder.
No, they're out there. They're tuning in.
Okay. But this part about the new Earth, it seems like to me it's urgent that they want me to keep telling people about it. And it is the answer. You know, love is the answer. But I know a lot of people, they get tired of hearing that, and they think it's you're talking about church stuff. And it's not that at all. This is a whole different thing. Love is such a strong vibration.
Oh, I agree. You know, they brainwashed us in this country, and we brainwash ourselves by going along with it, and eventually you're in a matrix. The one quick, fast way out of that matrix, even if you're in one, you might not even know you're in one or don't even know how many are around you, or how many you've created and how many are created with you, and where you're at in that game. But one surefire bet to get out of it is just constantly retrain yourself by convincing, really convincing yourself in your meditations is, I'm love. I am love. And you just repeat it and you go into your highest meditations that way, and eventually you'll start to begin to understand the truth of it.
And, you know, there's so many people in fear, and I try to tell them, you draw to you what you are afraid. You give it energy and you attract it to you.
Sure. You give it life.
If you don't focus on it, you won't attract it to you.
Yeah, they need really your energy. They need to control, manipulate your energy. That's the type of energy that is.
Yeah.
And if you don't give it anything, it just can't be.
Yes, it can't exist. And it's the same way as people, you know, they have a term for them. They're called psychic vampires. I don't like that name, but
they exist.
Some people that their energy is so low, they have to have energy, and they feed off those who have higher energy.
Sure. Well, there's people here on this earth that we call psychic vampires because they really are engaged in illicit mind manipulation methods from remote locations based on groups of people, really to mind screw people. I'm telling you, folks, they're out there. There's groups of them. And most of them work for illicit portions of your government, and it's a shame. And they know what, well, I don't know, maybe they're not aware. You know, when you go down that rabbit hole, when you take the psychedelic purple pill instead of the red pill or the green one, you might go their direction. And that's a direction where it shuts down your free will, and or let's call it the gray pill, I don't know. But it certainly closes you off to the reality of things, and it focuses you more on the mental aspect. It takes you into a realm that doesn't lead you where you really, truly want to go.
I know, and you just go round and round on the wheel of karma, and you don't get out of it. You're stuck with the old earth. But those people that I call psychic vampires who have such a low energy, they aren't even aware that they're doing this. But they need energy, and we can feel it sometimes. You'll feel people. You know, somebody can come into your home, and when they leave, you just feel totally drained.
Drained.
And you even meet them in stores and things. It's because they are pulling your energy without even realizing it.
True.
And, well, I've been told we have to put up shields to protect us against those kind of people because they are attracted to those of higher energy.
Well, you know, to me, I almost have to say that if they need my love, I got lots to give. Take it all.
Oh.
I have infinite amounts, and if they need to drain me, keep going, because I got lots of it where that came from, and infinitely more if they want it.
Okay, as long as they don't deplete you. That's the
Well, I don't know how that's possible. Again, it's a matter of perception, attitude, perception.
Yeah.
It really boils down to you are the greatest. You are it, all that, and more. And when you finally connect belief with reality, then you'll know it, but that takes action. It takes walking it. And when you're there, you'll continue to grow in that respect. It's an infinite world we live in, and nothing can rob you, and you're always either giving love or you're asking for it.
Well, see, it does no harm to talk nice to anybody you meet, you know, the clerk in the store, the garbage man, the janitor, and it might make their day just by saying a few nice words.
Sure. If they need it, again, they're always giving love or asking for it, too. Energies are really always doing one of two things, giving love or asking for it. You know, now, a lot of them in the taking situation, we're not going there, but
yeah.
The people you meet, they might be asking for it, you know, so give it to them.
But it does no harm to smile at somebody and say a nice word to someone.
I agree.
And that's what it's all about, is appreciating every individual. You never know their story, because I hear so many stories on my work. You never know where they're coming from.
That's right.
And you have to appreciate that human being that's inside there anyway. But, anyway, this is... Oh, I work so much with this, and it's amazing to me the way people can make themselves sick. They get they have operations and things because they don't realize. A lot of it comes from holding anger inside and resentment and not letting it go.
Sure.
That's what I mean about getting rid of the karma. You have to get rid of it.
I agree, and the fastest way to do that is just to know your love and act accordingly. It's responsible, and it'll give you a new meaning on life. You know, I don't advocate, of course, not going to doctors at all or anything like that. I mean, there are situations that call for drastic measures,
yeah.
But in the world we live in today, you know, if you're casually going to the doctor because of casual things or things you don't quite yet understand, well, that's your choice. I won't say don't do that. But I would often say, consider all aspects, get other opinions, and make decisions based on, you know, a little more input.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm always encouraging people to seek out the natural remedies, the alternatives.
I think they should.
The naturopaths, the homeopaths.
Sure. Absolutely.
There's a lot of other ways you can go besides the medical with the drugs.
Have they opened up anywhere in all your travels some form of a building that may be built in some shape like a pyramid or octagon or whatever the case is, or maybe just a straight oval building, dome building, square building that really has all the various forms of Eastern and Western type medicines in one location?
Have I found it?
Yeah. I mean, do they even exist?
Oh, I found different shapes and things, but you mean all in one place?
Sure. You know, you have like these 20 different types of different holistic, natural, and then you have healers, and then you have Reiki healers, energy healers, but you also have surgeons and pediatricians, and I mean the whole gambit of science and spirituality and all of them meeting together as... to work in harmony. Have you ever run across that yet?
Well, see, I'm working with a group of doctors in Moscow. I thought I've mentioned it on my show several times, and they are trying to unite the healers of the world. They're definitely, their whole organization is going toward the natural healing. And
really?
The home remedies. And so they are definitely, they're trying to unite all of the natural.
I love it.
The herbalists, and they said, we don't want any fakes, we want the real things.
I love it. So, I mean, you've been traveling Russia a bit. I mean, is it, obviously our news is painting a pretty severe picture of what's going on over there. And I think, of course, everything that the news portends or says, I find will be or is plainly false. So we get a lot of news that talks about the evils of Russia and what's going on. And
but see, that's what I got there. I've been there now several times.
Right.
My books are in Russian, and they're being more and more being translated there.
Right.
So I have to go and lecture there. And the first time I went a few years ago, I said, what's going on here? This is not at all what our government told us it was.
Really?
That it's propaganda. These are wonderful people. They're driving modern cars. They're dressed fine. They have their stores are full of groceries. They have malls that are just like any mall in the United States. And where did they get the idea that these people were starving?
Well, how do the people feel? I mean, when you meet the people, how do they feel? How do they look? How is their energetic state? Is it positive, happy, bright?
To me, there was. I mean, I had a wonderful experience.
Wow. See, and, I love to hear that.
Everywhere I go, I have found that. That I keep saying it's all propaganda.
It's all propaganda owned by a few globalists that have really not very good designs in mind.
Well, you know what I always tell my kids? I say, the news you're in the United States is not the real news.
Yeah. In fact, you're the people that they've actually played like a harp. They've told you you're the freest for the longest, yet they've spun you like a top the longest. So the polarity and the duality is really deep and rich right here in America.
Well, see, when I go to get to Europe, places like that, I just come back from Australia.
Right.
You hear the news over there, and they talk about things happening in the States.
Sure.
Well, I come back here, and I ask my kids, did you hear about this and this? They said, no, there wasn't a word about it. You get the real news when you travel out of the country.
Yes, that's what I hear, too. And that's, yeah.
Not at all what they're trying to tell us here.
And soon they're going to sew up the local markets, and they're going to do it regardless of what you or anybody else says, and they proved that fact at their open meeting, which they only held a couple days in advance of the public hearing on it, which was the consolidation in local markets. But, of course, really, folks, that's because the Internet's kicking their butt. And the people on the Internet know they can be wrapping this media into one full circuit that brings it back to the people. And they don't like that. That scares them. So, and interestingly enough, I'll add a little cancer to the situation. Old Mitt Romney, pretty boy Mitt, he's, I got to tell you, I guess one of his private firms, from what the news is I've been reading, is looking to buy Clear Channel. Looking to buy Clear Channel for billions.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. I got to tell you, that's a riot.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? So what does that mean? Me, of course, I'm a Ron Paul lover. I love the man. I love the man. I love the man. I could say that in a monologue for an hour.
Yeah.
Because I love that man. But, you know, there's other designs out there that are going to try to pull some interesting media skirmishes on the people, and I hope people are wary of it. I really do. If they've been listening to BBS Radio, they're probably pretty wary of it by now, but it's going to get even more chaotic, I think, in the news, because they actually believe they've got people convinced they're the real deal.
Well, it's all propaganda. It's like,
it is.
Are you going to believe it or not?
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I've noticed when I travel anywhere, people are just people everywhere you go.
They
I don't have any trouble with anybody.
That's
right. I found people are more concerned with their families, their jobs. All they want to do is make a living and support their families. They don't care about wars. They don't care about political stuff. All the stuff you see on TV, that's not the people in their natural state. It's, you know, the leaders are the ones that make the wars. The people don't have any desire for that. I said, if more people traveled, there wouldn't be any wars.
Sure. Well, they're trying to indoctrinate you into their own belief system. And that's what will keep their belief system alive and keep you in it.
You'd see that everybody is the same.
Sure.
If more people did travel.
I agree. This is a con job. It's a snow job, folks, by people with too much money and maybe not enough heart at this particular time. But it's a snow job.
Yeah, but that's what they have said, to look beyond all of this. So think for yourself and don't get sucked down.
Sure, get a million points of view, a million points of light. You know, don't just get one perception. You'll get maybe one perception on all the media or spun a different way, but yeah, go look for a lot of perceptions if you can't gain a healthy one.
Yeah, ask a lot of questions before you make up your mind.
Yeah. It's an information age after all. I mean, we're well suited to it. We're well adapted to it. Our bigger hearts can really work with more information because we're heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm supposed to go to China next year because my books are over there now.
Oh, wow, you're cute. Dolores, you're an amazing woman.
Well, I've had people say, aren't you afraid? Are you afraid to go over there? And I said, well, no, everywhere I go, I'm protected, I'm taken care of. But they say, you mean they are interested in metaphysics? And I said, they tell me the books are selling.
You know, I bet you, considering Japan and the way those people are so open about extraterrestrial energies and the presence here and how open the society is about it, I almost have my thoughts, and it's a lot like the Earth Sister stated, that it could be that first open contact will be made with that country in particular. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, those people are open to it. Many countries are now open to it. You can see them if you want to. If it's not going to scare you and you really want to meditate, do a meditation for a week. Try to connect up with them and then go outside in a quiet time and pour your heart out.
Well, see,
you might be surprised. I mean, I was. I tell lots of people to do it, and all of them get some form, sooner or later, of what they're looking for. These entities, most of them are really here to love you, to help the Earth go through. It's a big process, folks. You think it's easy moving this much energy around? Because it's only energy.
Yeah, and I don't get the negative. You know, my work is all in the positive.
Sure.
But even when I went to Russia, I had somebody ask me the other day, are they into this? I said, they are so far ahead of us, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
They haven't been for years. My publisher over there, Sophia Publishers, published 30 titles a month in metaphysics.
Oh, yeah. And they're very big into the health market and into the healthy-type products, customer care products and things. I mean, if they're really, they are on the cutting edge of new sciences, new technologies, a healthier way of living, a brighter way of thinking.
So, you know, the negativity they try to promote is just, it's coming from the government, because
sure.
I haven't found that at all.
No, I agree. It's really coming from a few people that are really controlling our governments, controlling the money supplies of the governments. And, again, they're nefarious at this point. It's a shame. I wish they'd change their tune.
Well, I guess they enjoy, you know, putting fear into people, not realizing it's going to backfire on them eventually.
Yeah, I don't even know if they even get any joy anymore. It would be hard to say that what, I don't know, maybe they get momentary happiness. Happiness and joy to me are two different things. They might be seeking that momentary happiness, but it really leads to emptiness.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I do talk about sometimes, too, is creating your own reality. We were talking about how powerful the mind is, because you can create your own reality.
You do.
You create it all the time. Everything you have in your life, you have put there.
You put there, agreed to have there.
Either consciously or unconsciously.
That's right.
Some people don't like it when I say that because their lives aren't very happy. But I said, if you realize you have created everything around you in your life, then you can uncreate it if you don't like it.
Sure. You know, when I actually was at my highest peak of fear, and my fear is always not able to help enough people. That's always been my fear. So when I get to the point or have where you just feel destitute, where you think, gee, you know, we really gotta reach more people and we gotta do it quickly.
Yeah.
And when you don't feel you're succeeding sometimes, that's when I sometimes feel that time. And at those moments of greatest amount of fear, let's call it, or angst or negative emotions, I find it just totally stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees, and don't pray, just give it all love. Really give it a lot of love. Just say, okay, I love this situation. Love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it.
Well, that's what sometimes I'll think that. Am I doing any good? Well, then the book keeps being...
Well, it's always a lesson. That's the beauty of it. So if you really bring it down to the lessons of love, you'll learn. Yeah.
But see, that's why, you know, I start thinking, am I doing anything? I think all of us get to those points where
we
get depressed. And,
we do.
But then the books are being translated into more and more languages. I'm reaching more and more people.
Where do they get your books? I mean,
they're like your children, and they've gone out and created lives of their own.
Well, what are the titles of the books, and where could somebody get all those books that you've written?
Where can they get them?
Yeah, you know, where you've written. Where, you know, all the 14 books that you've written?
Yeah.
Is there any place, like, listing all those books and the titles and a little description?
Yeah. Well, they're available in all the stores and everything, but people say they go in the stores, they may see one or two.
Right.
And they don't know, they can ask the clerk to look it up on the computer, because they have to know the names.
Right.
Some of the clerks usually are teenage kids, and they don't want to do it because it's too much work. But, yeah, they can go on my website, my company's website, and all of my books are on there.
Ozark.
And one of them has gone out of print.
Amazing.
I saw it on Amazon now. They're selling it for $150, used copy. They know as soon as it goes out of print, then the price goes up. But, yeah, they go on my website, and on my company's Ozark Mountain Publishing. And, you know, it isn't just my books. I've got, 20 other authors, and I've got 5 more books that are coming out before the end of the year by other authors. So I am publishing all kinds of metaphysical and spiritual type books. But if you go on my website, there's a list of everything on there. And right now we've got the specials going on, Christmas specials, and we have a pre-publication special on my new book, The Convoluted Universe, Book 3. You can get it at a cheaper price before it comes out. So if you go on my website, it's www.ozarkmountain, but that's abbreviated, ozarkmt.com. Or if you're in Europe or in Australia, it's ozarkmt.com. Everything is on our website. And then if you want to go to the store, if you don't want to order direct from us, you can ask the store for certain titles, or you can go on Amazon. They're everywhere. I have distribution all over the world.
Well, you know, Dolores, you're such a beautiful lady. You've been with us for so long. You bring such a strong and profound energy, and it touches my heart. You really do. You've added such a powerful energy to our soul net here at BBS Radio, let's call it. I like to call it that. I haven't heard that before, and it seems to be what we're growing into. And I just love it. I love having you with us. And it's amazing that you've written so much about the way things work according to how you feel. And, you know, from listening to many of your shows, I think not only are you well-traveled, very knowledgeable, but I think you're getting very accurate spiritual information. And that amazes me, Dolores. You're an amazing woman.
But every day night I'm going to do the show, I'm sitting here worrying, what am I going to talk about tonight? But, you know, I have guests a lot, but I've had people when I've been traveling and they say, we just want to hear you talk. We don't care if you have a guest or not. Yeah, but I'm going to run out of stuff to talk about after a while. Oh, boy. But anyway, getting back to you, when did you first go on, I guess you say your dream or anything, but when did you first start the station, the BBS radio?
Well, let's see. Blogging service really was an idea that came about in December, I think, of, was it 2004? And I think in March of 2005 or something like that,
yeah.
I think we started rolling with blogging service. And then we, at the end of that year, we switched over to BBS Radio 2.5 years ago or something. We changed it.
I came on board in September of that year.
Right.
You said you hadn't been on very long.
Right. We started airing live broadcasts in 2005.
Uh-huh.
And
well, maybe I was one of your first ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You were.
This was your dream. This was your baby.
It, you know, it, I don't know. I just it was never really a dream. Honest, I can't say that. I didn't even know what it was.
But you had to create it. You had to have a seed. Something.
You know, I just had felt a passion and an urgency to spread love. And I felt that this was the best medium to do it. And I just wanted to give it wings. I prayed that Spirit would give this thing wings. Just give it wings. Let it be a butterfly in your hands.
Yeah.
I'll be a part of it, and let's see what happens. I'm all for it, and that's my attitude with it.
Well, see, you've had your down times. I have, too.
Oh, yes.
And I think the main thing is that we persist and go through those, because that's where the lessons are.
I agree. It's there is no such thing as failure.
I tell people, if you fail, you'll never know if you... I mean, if you're afraid of failing, you'll never try. And if you quit, you'll never know if you could have made it.
Sure.
If you try, you
always make it.
You have to believe in yourself and what it is that you want to accomplish.
That's right. You might not try on the first shot, but keep trying. You'll get there.
It don't matter what anybody else says, because they're always going to talk you down, or you can't do it and all of that. If you believe in it, sooner or later, somebody else is going to believe in you, and it will go.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Not easy. That's what happens to a lot of these movie stars and things. They get things too fast and too easy, and they fall apart.
They do, because there is responsibility. As you gain greater awareness and you're working with many more people, there's a greater responsibility to affecting more lives in a stronger way. It's the responsibility of love. I keep saying it. It has a very profound responsibility to its flavor.
Yeah.
Because it's ultimately everything.
But I think you have done a wonderful job, because you had a lot of odds against you. You had a lot of down times, and you stuck in there, and it is growing.
We're growing by leaps and bounds. We're having a lot of attacks. We're having people do things that are less than heartfelt. They don't have integrity in those actions. And it's okay. We love them too. We really do.
Yeah.
And eventually, if you feel our energy long enough, maybe you'll come by for a hug. Maybe our energies can hug you, because we do love you. We wish you the best.
Yeah.
And we don't want to hurt you.
But I don't think you have anyone on your programs that are into the negative, do you?
I do. I believe that all the hosts, even though they may not agree with each other, they truly, profoundly believe that they're being of the highest service they can be.
Yeah, everybody has to believe in what they're doing, or they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. So I might be in disagreement with them, but then I don't judge their messages. I just try to feel what they're doing, and I let, if they truly believe they're being of that high service, unless they prove themselves wrong, I mean, I go by my heart.
Well, over the years, I've been doing this now for, I've been a hypnotist for 30 years, but I've been doing this over 20 years with the books, and they've tried to get me on TV shows and lectures where they want me to debate someone.
Sure, yeah.
Tear their work down. And I said, I won't do that, because that is their work, it's what they believe in.
I agree with you.
I respect that. I may not agree with it, but I respect that it's their viewpoint, and I'm not going to argue with them or try to tear it down. And I think that's the way it should be anyway.
Yeah, we're all playing witness to each other, folks. We can stand as witness to each other, too, and in love. Oh,
uh-huh.
Dolores, we're 2.5 minutes over.
I know.
I'm sorry, I wasn't even watching.
I'm looking at the clock. I always have a clock right in front of me.
Oh, well, I'll let you. Dolores, I got to tell you, it is an honor to be on your program. it really, truly is. And it gladdens my heart when I think of you. Always has, and I'm sure it always will. I love you.
You call it my program. It's your station.
It's our creation.
I wouldn't be here without you. But, yeah, the hour just sped by.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and thanks for being on here. And that other caller was really an added, bonus to the show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll see everybody next week. I'm home for a while. I don't go anywhere until February. So everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dolores. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings to you.
And good night, everybody.